For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, still to come on today's program, the highest paid athletes of all time. We've got some game twos tonight in the NBA. And then an Oregon Duck whose draft stock is sliding due to injury concerns. Bum, bum, bum. Mm. But we don't know what it is. And I, for the life of me, cannot figure out what it could be. But we have some fun with audio right now because Inside the NBA is a great show.
It is.
But they tried to kill Billy Ray Bates the other night.
It happens.
I don't think it does.
I mean, I think they've killed a few people, to be honest.
I don't think it does.
That's usually kind of a primetime thing.
Sunday, this conversation happened when they were talking about Ty Jerome coming off the bench for the with Cleveland Cavaliers. Mm-hmm. And putting 28 points on the who did they play?
Heat
in game one. Right above him on all-time bench performances in a playoff debut was Billy Ray Bates, who scored 29 points off the bench on April 2nd of 1980.
There you go.
He scored 29 off the bench against the Sonics in his playoff debut. And it led to this conversation.
Listen, man, I consider you a friend of mine, Nico Harrison. I consider you a friend of mine.
Not it.
I wish you nothing but the best.
This is not it. That is not it, my friend. That is not it. Well, I don't think that's the audio that I put on the old doc there. But.
Is it?
No, that's not it. Not sure what you grabbed.
Here, should we try this? Do you trust me?
No.
Okay.
Because the clip I sent you is a minute and 10 seconds, and that is 30.
This one is a minute 13, and it's called Shaq Kills Off Billy
Ray
Bates.
Oh, well, okay, we're missing one other one then.
DeAndre Hunter did not score off the Cleveland bench.
Billy Ray Bates was built like a truck.
Yeah, I wonder if he's still alive. This is a fair question.
No, but not on national television.
Yeah, not unless you
under your breath.
Not unless you know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
I know.
You don't say that.
You do not need to ask a question like that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Unfortunately,
huh?
He passed away.
Thank you, Shaq.
I just asked a question. I wasn't trying to be whatever.
You ever heard of asking a question in a commercial break? Possibly.
We had his name on there.
You ever heard of Koof? The word. You don't have any.
I can't even ask questions.
No, you can't ask that one.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Social skills.
Oh, forgive me. Forgive me, y'all.
121-100 is your final score. The Cleveland Cavaliers take game one over the Miami Heat. Game two will be Wednesday on NBA TV.
You're going to get us fired.
Wait, that's game on NBA TV?
Yep, and
y'all go disrespecting my Cavs.
Cleveland has noticed it. Yeah, I've already seen what guys have said about NBA TV.
NBA TV disrespecting my Cavs.
Here's the problem. Shaq confidently said he's dead. Confidently said, Billy Ray Bates is dead.
Mm.
Well, Ernie took to the TV yesterday.
And we welcome you back. We would like to issue a correction and an apology for something that happened last night on Inside the NBA. We were talking about Billy Ray Bates, who back in 1980 had one of the NBA's best playoff debuts coming off the bench with 29 points. In the course of our discussion, we passed on some bad information that Billy Ray Bates had passed away. While it was inadvertent, it was also inaccurate and insensitive and inexcusable. In short, we screwed up, and we apologize to Billy Ray Bates and his family.
What that did was, I think more people started tweeting out RIP Billy Ray Bates after that than the initial Billy Ray Bates conversation that they had in the dead of night.
I thought maybe he was thinking, like, he confused, like, Billy D. Williams?
Oh, yes.
But also alive.
I know. Colt 45 works every time.
Billy D. Williams still alive?
Still alive. I just Googled just to make sure. So I was like, did he go during COVID? Because there's a whole list of people that died in that period. And I'm just like, I can't remember, man. But look, I will say, we play the game. Is he dead?
But
more frequently than we probably should.
It's the
confidence with which Shaq was like, no, he's dead.
Shaq was just like, yeah, no, he's dead. And it's like,
I have a feeling Shaq was very confident that Billy Ray Bates died of, like, a cocaine overdose in, like, 1988.
Why do you feel that?
Because he was so confident in him being gone.
Mm.
And also that era.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah. Ernie, with the dramatic apology, I feel like anytime somebody is killed off on this station, we need to have a dramatic apology.
There you go. We got it
immediately
wrong.
Following it.
Come back the next segment.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that was the entire segment.
Mm.
They went commercial, Ernie, back to commercial, and Billy Ray Bates was back to being alive. So, hey, Blazers legend Billy Ray Bates, very much alive.
Somebody's not doing their work.
Very much alive.
If they don't go get him. Like, put him on camera. Proof of life, this.
Yeah.
Somebody in wherever he's living.
Now, did he respond, like, I'm alive?
I haven't seen anything.
Huh. Obviously, somebody got to him.
Yeah.
They were not happy with Shaq and Chuck killing off Billy Ray Bates. I think Chuck was fine in this.
Yeah.
Chuck was just asking a question, like, is he alive?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But I don't know.
Look, if you played during the 70s and 80s, I think it's a fair question to ask, because you're probably in your late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a picture of Billy Ray Bates on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's put together still.
Yeah.
And Billy Ray Bates was out of the NBA by the time Chuck got in.
Oh,
because
God.
His last season in the NBA was 82-83, Billy Ray Bates.
So, yeah, I mean,
he played from 78 to 83.
He was a white-hot flash in the pan.
Yeah,
you ain't wrong.
Kind of faded away pretty quick.
Yeah, averaged over his career 11 points, 1.7 rebounds, 1.9 assists, 0.8 steals in his career.
Fan text line, Carl Withers dead, Billy D. Williams alive.
No, I don't.
Yeah, Carl Withers.
Oh, Carl Withers is dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Carl Withers dead. Billy D. Williams alive.
That's why Carl Weathers is not in Happy Gilmore 2.
Mm. He will be.
In
the sky. Yeah. Chubbs is going to be up in the sky with Grandma. They've got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Already have, like, him waving as a ghost from the first one.
Get the rights.
Yeah, well, he died in the first one.
Yeah, see? It'd be a lot weirder if he was back.
It would be weirder if he was in there.
But not really. It was just in the story.
He'll be in Happy Gilmore 2 waving from the sky, I believe.
It's all in the hips.
Somebody else is going to die in Happy Gilmore 2, and it's going to be like just like superimposed over that.
Tell me it's Ben Stiller.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Well, he was very mean in that.
Yeah.
He's
the,
in
the
it.
The nursing home employee? Yeah, no, push, I know he's in it.
The AC unit falling on him would be a fitting conclusion.
Yeah. Mista.
I think I killed the Mista lady. yeah, I've seen that he is in Happy Gilmore, too. I don't know. Now, here's where it'll be interesting. If Carl Weathers is in like the cast right now, like when you go to their IMDb page, mm-hmm. then we know he's going to be credited at some point
yeah.
for being in it. But they got everybody back, man. They got
they don't have
Ben Stiller,
Julie
Bowen.
I'll see you after the guy because he's
Christopher
he's
McDonald. Yeah, well, he's dead. Nail in the head guy.
Yeah.
Jaws
from James Bond.
Yeah.
I forget which James Bond movie, but
Nick Swardson is in it. Eminem and Bad Bunny are in it. Paige Spiranek, Rory McIlroy, Travis Kelce, Lee Trevino. Oh, Lee Trevino's back.
Yes!
Jack Nicklaus
just
is in it.
Shaking his head disgustingly.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Was that pre or post, like, reverse heel turn?
It's probably right about that time.
Oh, John Daly.
Oh, God, oh, yes.
He's going to play like Santa Claus or something, isn't he?
No, he's going to play John Daly.
John Daly playing himself. Brooks Koepka is in it. Will Zalatoris.
Yes. The caddy.
Jordan Spieth, Scotty Scheffler, Ricky Fowler. Boy, they got Justin Thomas. There's a lot of golfers in this.
I bet you that there's a ninth at nine situation with John Daly.
Yeah. Keegan Bradley is in it. As Keegan Bradley, he's going to be the new Bob Barker who beats up Happy.
Yeah. Mm.
Ooh, is he going to have that killer? If I remember correctly, he's got a killer stash lately.
No,
Keegan
Drew
Bradley
Carey
does. Like a fantastic caterpillar right on his top lip.
I do not see Drew Carey.
That's disappointing. Going to that well again would have been great.
I'll tell you what, every golfer is on this. Xander Schauffele. Dude.
Well, they did have a billion golfers in the first one, too.
Yeah. Well.
Well, we got, I mean, Shooter's back, right?
Shooter McGavin is going to be back.
And is Julie Bowen back, too?
Welcome to the conversation. Those were the first two people I named.
All right, Cleo.
Hey. Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
All right. This is a long way to say Billy Ray Bates still alive.
I'm going to sit the rest of this one out.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.